One of the deadliest suicide bombings in a year and a half of the Middle East conflict has ripped a hole in U.S.-led ceasefire efforts. The Hamas faction says one of its members blew himself up yesterday in a seaside hotel north of Tel Aviv, just as a crowd was beginning a traditional Passover meal. Israeli police say 20 people died and some 130 were wounded. The Palestinian Authority condemned the bombing, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The Seder meal that marks the beginning of Passover draws large crowds to hotels that cater the meal with its special kosher rules. The Park Hotel in Netanya was packed with families and tourists when a man Palestinians identified as Abdul Basit Odeh walked in, carrying a large bag of explosives. Police are investigating why he wasn't stopped at the entrance. Israeli television said the hotel's armed guard was out inspecting the grounds at the time. One Palestinian official said the bomber was disguised as a Jew and had worked in Netanya hotels in the past. The powerful blast caused heavy damage and left dismembered bodies scattered among the many wounded. Israel has endured Passover attacks before, but government spokesman Arya Merkel says this massacre was shocking.
What we saw last night was simply an attempt to kill as many Jews on one of the holiest days to the Jewish people, namely Passover. And nothing is too sacred for them, and nothing is too holy for them.
The military wing of the Hamas faction said the attack was intended in part to avenge the 150 Palestinians killed by Israeli troops this month, many of them civilians. Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other radical factions have rejected the current ceasefire efforts as an effort to grant security to Israel without bringing justice to the Palestinians. Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority strongly condemned the bombing, saying that the attack on Israeli civilians celebrating a religious holiday would serve to undermine the Arab summit and its focus on the Saudi Mideast peace proposal. The blast also cast a large shadow over U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni's ceasefire mission. Merkel says Israel has shown restraint in the face of recent attacks, but that may now change.
Certainly, we still want General Zinni to succeed. We still would like to see a ceasefire. We would still like to see the tenant plan implemented. But on the other hand, we also have the right of self-defense, and we will have to use it if necessary. As Foreign Minister Peres said this morning, the perpetrator of this crime will be punished.
Palestinians fear that the punishment will go beyond just the perpetrators of the Netanya bombing. Palestinian analyst Hassan Katib believes that even before last night's bombing, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was preparing to unleash his military once more.
After the very weak outcome of the Arab Summit conference, and on the light of the continuity of the Palestinian Intifada and resistance, Israel seems to have a plan in place for escalating their attacks on Palestinians, including the possible reoccupation of, if not most, all the Palestinian areas.
And while Khatib says the final verdict isn't in yet, there are now strong signs that Anthony Zinni's third mission will end as his first two did, in failure and increased bloodshed.
Number one, because his position wasn't at all sensitive to the Palestinian needs, and it was very biased to the Israeli needs. And number two, the mandate that he came with, which is simply security mandate, is not wide enough to solve the problems.
The U.S. Embassy says the Zinni mission is continuing. As Israelis make plans to bury their dead, there appears to be very little appetite for being sensitive to Palestinian political needs. In Washington, Secretary of State Colin Powell told NPR that there are limits to what Washington can do to get the two sides back on the path toward peace.
We certainly do have influence as the best friend Israel has in the world, but we can't dictate to Israel with respect to its own self-interest and what the prime minister feels he has to do for his security purposes.
Arafat remains in the West Bank city of Ramallah as the Arab-Israeli conflict threatens to slide back into the bloody rhythm of violence that led President Bush to send Zinni back to the region. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.